big beat keeps you rocking in your seat.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Yeah, the big beat keeps you rocking in your sleep.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Well, you clap your hands and then you stomp your feet. You got to move when you hear that beat. The big beat keeps you rocking in your seat.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Old grandpa just to make 80 years old. Oh, man, he's crazy about this rockin' and roll. Big beat gets in your soul. It makes you jump and then it makes you roll. Old Grandpa Hall just make 80 years old.
Oh, oh, big beat, baby.
Big leg Joe, he threw his crutch away. The big beat makes you act this way. Well, come on, gang, let's swing and sway. The big beat makes you act this way. Peg leg Joey, he threw his crutch away.
Oh, oh, the big beat, baby.
Everybody, welcome to the Big Beat Show at WRSU-FM, New Brunswick. My name is Lou Rollo,
and I have a very special show for you today. All songs that will be featured in this next hour will feature one of the things about vocal groups that people just love, the bass singer. Now, the bass may not be the lead on it, and he may just be doing some boom, boom, booms in the background, but he will be significant. He or she, it's possible you might even have a female bass showing up today, will be prominent in playing a prominent role in the recording. And the Companions, we just heard the Companions, group called the Companions, on the Amy label from July 1962. And it sounded a little bit to me like some versions of White Cliffs of Dover that some rock and roll groups did in the 50s, but they did that with a nice bass in there, and that was called No Fool Am I. And we're going to all bases tonight. We're going to try to cover all bases today. And this next one is kind of special. The Ink Spots was a group that started back in the very early 40s. And they had Bill Kenny as their mainstay. And After the original group broke up, many other groups, some with the same personnel and some not, were called the Ink Spots, and did a lot of recordings in various places at various times. As a matter of fact, right now, there's probably about three or four groups in this country going around singing as the Ink Spots. Some were legitimate, some were not. Some were good, some were not. This next one I'm going to play for you by not the original group at all, issued in 1959 on the Verve label, mostly a jazz label. This Ink Spots group contained one of the greatest basses of all times, a guy named David McNeil, who sang with the Larks and other groups back in the 50s. So David McNeil, just at the time of the recording of this show, passed away just a little while ago. David McNeil leading the Ink Spots in a nice version of Secret Love.
Once I had a secret love that lived within the heart of me. All too soon my secret love impatient to be free. So I told a friendly star, well, 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 the way that dreamers often do. Just how wonderful, baby, you are.
You are,
you are,
you
yeah.
are. Shop, diddle, diddle, up. Now I shout it from the highest hill.
Yes, I even told the golden, golden daffodils. At last, at last, my heart's an open door. In my secret, love's no secret anymore.
Shop, bop. Shop it,
get up. Hey, my secret love's no secret. Hey, my secret love's no secret. Hey, now my secret love's no secret anymore.
Shop up, shop it,
yeah,
get up.
Anymore.
Shop up, shop it, get up.
My name is Mighty Joe, and you see me in the show. My name is Mighty Joe, and you see me in the show. I'm a flea-packing daddy, but the girls, they love me so. Well, Annie and Fanny, they love me for my pain. They call me Cool Daddy, a great big lover man. And they both love me, they love me just the same. I said, I'm
Joe.
Hey, baby, I'm
Joe.
Don't you know I'm
Joe?
Oh, yeah, I'm
Joe.
I'm a flea packing daddy, but the girls, they love me so. But they flew me to the city. I used to live in the thicket, but they flew me to the city. They say we need Big Joe to star in the moving pictures. Hey baby, I'm
mighty.
Don't you know I'm
mighty?
Hey sugar, I'm
mighty.
Oh yeah, I'm
mighty.
I'm a playback and daddy, but the girls, they love me so. Hey, Annie, I'm
Joe.
Hey, Fanny, I'm
Joe.
Don't laugh,
Joe.
I thought you loved me.
Baby, please don't laugh,
Joe.
Baby. Don't laugh at me here in front of my friends.
Joe.
Don't laugh at me, baby. Please wait till we get
Joe.
Home. Please wait till we get home. Don't laugh at me, baby. Oh,
Joe.
Please don't laugh at me. Please don't laugh, baby. I thought you loved me. You said you loved me.
Joe.
I'm Joe. Back and daddy, but the girls, they love me so.
Yeah. And another one that featured a prominent bass. The group was called Donald Woods and the Velairs, a California group. And they recorded that one on the Flip label that was issued in January 1956. The bass was not Donald Woods. The bass was the bass of the group, and his name was Ira Foley. I'll try to identify as many of these bass guys as or girls as I possibly can when I know it and when I remember to tell you. That was called Mighty Joe by Donald Woods and the Velairs. The next one has actually a guy who was very famous for being in a very famous group, but he's going to take lead on this next record, and he did not get leads very often because he really wasn't that good a singer. Could not hold a lead or sing melody, but he was quite a significant singer in what was actually during the 50s the most famous worldwide, talking about the most famous vocal group of them all, the Platters. Yeah, that's right, the Platters. This was before they had many of their hits. When he did do some of his leads, never on a single 45 or a 78, but sometimes on an album someplace. This one was recorded for the Federal label and never issued. It was recorded May 20th, 1954, and not issued until a reissue LP, you know, 33, in 1977. Herb Reed, and he's leading the Platters. Generally a flat singer, and the producers knew that, so they never gave him leads. But this one, this kind of makes it on the Big Beat Show, and I'm playing all basses, or all songs that feature a bass. We're going to get to some really, really good ones, some of the best ones later on. And here's Herb Reed with the best, well, not the best, but the most famous vocal group from the 50s, the Platters, before they were famous. Here he is. This is called Humble Bumblebee. And then right after that, we're going to hear the Teenagers, Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers, with their bass singing lead on something called Begin the Begin.
This is the story of a humble bumblebee. He had a mileage and a personality. He was content and big and lazy through the hour. And he was trying to do domestic with the flies when they asked him to go stinging.
Hey,
hey. He never tried to buzz the opposite sex. And this made every sheep easily vexed. He led a peaceful nanny down to his life. And swore that if he ever got himself a wife, when she asked him to go stinging, then be.
Now you're hungry, it wasn't opportune. You're listening to The Big Beat on WRSU FM New Brunswick.
When they begin, the beginning, it brings back the sound of music so tender. It brings back a night of tropical splendor. It brings back a memory evergreen. I'm dreaming once more under the stars and down by the shore. Christmas play, and even the bells seem to be swaying when they begin to begin. But again, it's past all and done, except when that tune clutches my heart, and there we are, swearing to love forever. And promising never, never to part. Hope we don't part, but moments divine, what matters to me. Till clouds came along to disperse the joys we had tasted. And now when I hear people curse the chance that was wasted, I know but too well what they mean. So don't let them be. That was once a fire, remain an ember. Let it sleep like a dead desire. I only remember, well, when they begin, the beginning.
there we go, on LP, on a Coral label, about 1958 or 59, another rather well-known and famous group that had a lot of hits for a lot of years, the Four Knights. And that was called Zigzag. And just before that, Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers, that's right, with something that didn't actually never came out on any vinyl at all. I'm playing it from a series of CDs put out by a European outfit called Bear Family. And that was Begin the Begin. Now, I don't know if the bass of the Teenagers ever heard a previous version of it by a black vocal group, although it wasn't done fast like that, but a group called the Ravens. And we're going to get to some things by the Ravens. As a matter of fact, we're going to get to the Ravens, one of the things by the Ravens right now. Many people consider the bass lead the bass of the Ravens, and he did sing a lot of leads and shared the lead with the tenor very often, a guy named Jimmy Ricks. Many people consider him to be the all-time best. And you know what? I concur. As a matter of fact, the Ravens are my all-time favorite vocal group. And I think I'm going to send this one out to everybody at the Raven Inn in Baltimore. And we're probably going to get to another Ravens song a little later on in the show. But right now, this is the first thing I ever heard by the Ravens, actually, when I found this record at the flea market many, many years ago. It was issued in April of 1955 on New York's Jubilee label. This, you'll hear, features a bass and a tenor. Tenor was a guy named Maith Marshall, and the bass is Jimmy Ricks. Here are the Ravens and Green Eyes.
That promise sweet nights bring to my soul a longing, well, a thirst for love divine. In dreams I seem to hold you, oh, to find you and enfold you. Our lips meet and our hearts too, with a thrill so sublime. Those cool and limpid green eyes, wherein my love lies, so deep that in my searching for happiness I fear that they will ever haunt me. All my life they'll taunt me, but will they ever want me? Green eyes make my dreams come true.
Green eyes, your eyes that promise sweet nights, bring to my soul a longing, a thirst for love divine. In dreams I seem to hold you, to find you and fold you. Our lips meet and our hearts too, with a thrill so sublime.
Those good limpid green eyes will wherein my love lies, so deep that in my searching for happiness I fear that they will ever haunt me. All through my life they'll taunt me, but will they ever want me? Green eyes make my dreams come true. Well, baby, I cried when I
in the dull and commonplace occurrences of day-to-day living. One day stands out as a completely unique experience.
Father at all. To cheer live on in the sunshine, we'll understand by and by. Father at all knows all about it. Father at all
live on, live on, live on. We'll understand.
To say is, yeah, that's a gospel group, obviously called the very famous group called the Harmonizing Four, and that was issued in Chicago's VJ label in 1957. Incredible, powerful bass of the Harmonizing Four, one of the most influential gospel groups ever to record and sing, and there they were. That was called Farther Along, and I'm playing that on album. Don't think that ever came out on a 45. It may have. It did come out later on, reissued. I know that. Might have come out in 45. And before that, we heard The Ravens, as I mentioned, with Jimmy Ricks, the bass man, on the Jubilee label, April 1955. And their great, great version of Green Eyes. Now, quartet singing. This is what we play on the Big Beat Show when I'm on Thursday nights at 7 o'clock here on WRSU-FM in New Brunswick. It's a group harmony-only radio show. It's the longest-running show of its type in the world. Right here on this station since 1981. I've been the host for about the last 10 years. And the sad news is I only plan to continue this for a little while, maybe another 40 or 50 more years. And I'm sorry, that's about it. I'm going to just maybe retire after that. I don't know. So, yeah, I plan to be doing this for a while, as long as I can. The Harmonizing Four. Anyway, as I was getting ready to say, the idea of quartet, it's called quartet singing, in virtually every culture that I know is a male-dominated phenomenon. It did originate, I believe, in the churches, in the gospel churches, in both black and white churches, in the different styles of singing. But they were there, and it was a testosterone-laden concept, and that's what we play here. I guess I should say,
that's what we play here on the Big Beat Show every Thursday night at 7 o'clock on WRSU-FM.
Anyway, let's go to the MGM label. January 1951 for this one. Group called the Varieteers, and this is called You Don't Move Me No More.
Cry, 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 but I ain't gonna cry no more.
Well, I've listened to the lies you told me.
No, no, no.
You told them once before,
no, no,
but I'm waterproof, waterproof, baby, and I ain't gonna cry no more. Fill my heart in sorrow, hurts down to the core. Now I'm a waterproof, waterproof, baby, and I ain't gonna cry no more. No cry,
no cry,
no sigh,
no sigh,
no cry,
no sigh,
and I'm bidding you, baby, goodbye. Well, the crying blues, they've had me cry, cry, cry galore. Now I'm waterproof, waterproof, baby, and I ain't gonna cry no more.
Thank you.
side.
No sign.
And I'm bidding you, baby, goodbye.
No cry, no sigh.
And I'm bidding you, baby, goodbye. Well, the crying blues, they've had me. Cry galore. Now I'm a waterproof, baby, and I ain't gonna cry no more. Well, I ain't gonna cry no more.
Well, before I actually do play the Varieteers, I want to tell you what just happened. That was a group called the Scamps, and these scamps they are. They cut in ahead the line like that. They shouldn't have done that. Of course, you know, it wasn't me. I didn't push the wrong button. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. That was the Scamps on the Peacock label, August 1955, and that was called Waterproof. And right now, here are the Varieteers. And you don't move me no more.
Baby, my pretty baby, start knocking on my door, 'cause I don't mean maybe. You don't move me no more.
Because we've got a whole gob of more music for you, you, and you too.
Never in a million years could there be another you. I would shed a million tears
if ever we were through.
Ever we would part. tip of my heart. But only once in every lifetime someone just like you appears. Is there any greater glory, any greater thrill? No, never in a million years.
I know you like that one, and I'm going to tell you what that was after I run down the other ones. First we heard, finally heard, You Don't Move Me No More by the Varieteers, 1951. And then after that, James DeLoach, the bass for the Blenders, June of 1952. Never in a Million Years. And just now, Mr. Gregory Carroll, the bass of the Four Buddies from the Baltimore area, by the way, around that area. And they came up to Newark, New Jersey, and recorded for the Savoy label. That was at a recording session August 23rd, 1951. The Four Buddies and Heart and Soul. A lot of this stuff I've played before on my regular gig on Thursday nights at 7 o'clock, the Big Beat Show. And this is the kind of stuff that you can just play over and over again. It's years before I usually get to play something twice, but I'm really happy to be able to play this whole hour of all bass leads featuring that bass man, whoever he may be, in the vocal groups. Here's a group that was one of the three or four groups that called themselves the Drifters before the famous Drifters on the Atlantic label. This was issued in June of 1951 on a label called Excelsior. The Drifters.
Moby, Moby, I am a royalty. Cincinnati, Ohio, a gal named Flo from Idaho put me down below. I'm going back, Moby,
double D movie. I'm gonna settle down and just roam around my hometown movie. I'm going back to that land of candy, yams, and ham. Where I'll be if you want me, yes, sir. I'm back to that shack down by the railroad track where I had my first meet. I'm gonna settle down and just roam around my hometown. Come back to that shack down by the river track where, oh, where I had my first meet. I'm gonna settle down and just roam around my hometown.
Singing and shouting all day, Mr. Blues been here and gone. Mr. Blues been here and gone. He's always in a hurry and never stay one place too long. All the cats around town, mad as can be. All the girls are happy as the bird in the tree. Mr. Blues been here and gone. Mr. Blues been here and gone. He's always in a hurry and never stay one place too long.
Mr. Blues, come back and shout some more.
Yes, I'm on my way.
Mr. Blues, come back and shout some more.
Well, 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 when he started to shout and he driving blues from my door. Come out. You never seen such a carry-on. Yes, I've been here, but now I'm gone.
Mr. Blues, come back and shout some more.
Well, well, well.
Mr. Blues, come back and shout some more.
Yes, yes, yeah. When they start and they shout and I drive blues from my door.
Mr. Blues, come back and shout some more.
Yes, yes, yes.
Mr. Blues, come back and shout some more.
Well, well, well. Don't worry, pretty mama. I won't be gone too long. Ha, ha, ha. I've been here, but I'll be back.
The woman from Samaria once came to get some water, and there she met a stranger who did a story tell.
Ooh.
He spoke, she dropped the picture, she drank and was made richer.
Better and much.
Jesus.
Jesus
met a woman at the well. Jesus met a woman at the well. at the well. And he told her everything she had done. Woman, 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 hey, 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 woman, woman.
Private, oh well, then
you must be the private, because you told me everything I had done, that I had done.
Yeah, I just want to give you that, huh? There's a female bass that's just absolutely great. Her name was Elizabeth Darling. And she sang that with a group called the Songbirds of the South that never issued a record. That group never did. It came out on a gospel LP, I don't know, 10 or 15 years ago. And I just wanted you to hear that as a lady doing a really, really fine and really low bass. And the next one I'm going to give you right now, from 1961, a group that goes way, way back to the 40s and one of my all-time favorites, the Delta Rhythm Boys. This they recorded on the Elektra label, late in their career, actually, as I said, 1961. And the reason I'm playing this, although the song itself, the tune is nondescript, I guess you might call it, at the end, Lee Gaines hits the lowest note I ever heard anyone sing. You'll hear him go down, he descends. Just when you think he's at the bottom, he says, boy, that is low, he goes even lower. So here are the Delta Rhythm Boys, and this is called Poor Boy.
Poor boy, bow down your head, poor boy. Bow down your head, poor boy. Bow down your head and cry.
As I went down to the river one day to see the ships go by, my sweetheart stood on the deck of one and she waved to me goodbye.
Bow down your head and cry, poor boy. Bow down your head and cry. Stop thinking about that woman you love. Bow down your head and cry. Yeah, bow down your head and cry.
Followed her for months and months. She offered me her hand. We were just about to get married when she ran off with a gambling man.
Bow down your head and cry, poor boy. Bow down your head and cry. Stop thinking about that woman you love. Bow down your head and cry. Yeah, bow down your head and cry.
That gambling man pulled a knife on me. I went at him with lead. And when the fight was over and done, he laid down beside me dead. And now I'm standing before the judge, no one to go my bail. And if I don't hang until I'm dead, gonna spend my life in jail.
Stop thinking about that woman you love. Bow down your head, poor boy.
And when I
I'm about to leave this world and I hear them toll the bell. I'll keep on thinking of the woman I love, gonna see her down in.
Well, bow down your head and cry, poor boy, bow down your head and cry.
I'm thinking about that woman I love, bow down your head and cry.
Ooh, boy.
A small cafe, mountainside, a rendezvous, mountainside. The violins ring low and sweet, and so are you, mountain. And as the years roll by, your kiss became a sigh.
Your lovely eyes seem to sparkle like wine does. No heart ever yearned the way that mine does for you.
And yet I know too, someday you'll say goodbye, and violins will cry, and so will I, Ramsay.
A small cafe, mamselle, a rendezvous, mamselle. The violins were warm and sweet, and so were you, mamselle. And as the years go by, your kiss becomes a sigh. Your lovely eyes seem to sparkle just like mine does. No ever you're in the way that mine does for you.
And yet I know too well, someday you'll say goodbye, and violins
will cry, and so will I,
I'm not the only one who thinks they're the greatest group in the world. The Ravens, right there on the OK label from about 1951, and that was Mamselle. Got to get out of here. I hope you had as much fun listening as I did playing this music for you. May harmony be with you. Until next time, I'm going to take it out one more time with the Ravens on the national label from September 1949. And here they are, Jimmy Ricks with that bass, and this is called If You Didn't Mean It.
You see, I wasn't smart. Yes, I thought.
thought from the start that you meant what I heard you say, that with playing you were through, you had found somebody who you could tell your troubles to, but not a word you said, dear, ever was true. Instead of making me